A Naughty Discovery, narrated by Alexandra Anderson, for Cupido in collaboration with Saga. The Telephone Call, by Sissel. Petter had come home after finishing work, but still kept being called up by customers. It was Friday evening and we'd planned a romantic time to ourselves. But the telephone kept stealing all his time and attention. The phone rang again the moment he came out of the shower, and wearing nothing but his dressing gown, he sat down on the sofa to deal with it. It was a customer that often called him in the evenings, and I knew that Peter was pretty fed up with all the disturbances. It was an important customer, though, so he was obliged to give him the time. On a previous occasion, Peter had said the only positive thing about these calls was that the man so liked hearing his own voice that answering with an occasional grunt would suffice. I knelt down in front of him, drew the soft material to one side, and looked at his relaxed dick lying curled up and cozy in his lap. I gave Peter a hungry look, but he determinedly shook his head and covered his dick with his dressing gown once more. I gave him a little peck on the cheek, then went into the bedroom and got out my bottle of oil and dildo. Once the coffee table was cleared, I sat myself down with my wide open legs towards him, so that he had an uninterrupted view of my glistening pussy. I squeezed my breasts and nipples and slid my hands longingly over my body, while sending yearning looks to Petter and hoping that he'd soon hang up. I let my fingers brush lightly through my bush once or twice before starting to unfold my swelling lips. He valiantly tried to look anywhere but at my pouting opening, fortunately without succeeding. My clit pointed invitingly towards him, and he gasped as I gave it a little tug. I poured oil over my breasts, tummy, and blissful lips, and let my fingers delve and rub all over. When in desperation, he tore his lustful eyes away. I made sure to splash a little extra in the nectar and oil, while whimpering and gasping so that he couldn't forget me. He could avoid looking at me, perhaps, but if he wasn't going to touch me, he was at least going to hear me. His hands had found their way down to his dick, which was by no means small and curled up anymore. Proud and inviting, hard and enticing, it stretched over his stomach. He wanked it gently and bravely, trying to concentrate on the phone call. My fingers were already slippery with oil, and I added just a little bit more before sliding to the end of the table and hungrily beginning to oil his quivering rod. I lay back with my open pussy towards him and watched his hand floating in the oil, while with gradually faster movements it milked his slippery dick. My own fingers, meanwhile, lovingly buried themselves in my pussy and kneaded my breasts. From a kneeling position, I sank down on my dildo. When I turned it on, his glazed eyes took on a somewhat of a despairing expression.